This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Androgynous, Yesh by Drachim, Shavalo Anashim, V'yesh by Drachim, Shavalo Anashim. An androgynous is a person born with both male and female genitals. In some ways, an androgynous has the same laws as a man, and in some ways, he has the laws of a lady. V'yesh bo drachim shava lo anashim v'nashim. In some ways, he has the laws of both. V'yesh bo drachim einu shava lo anashim v'nashim. In some ways, he has the laws of neither, and that's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Ketzad shava lo anashim. In what ways is an androgynous like a man? Metame belay ben koanashim, like a man, his white secretion of keri or zav are tamei. Umis atef koanashim, he must dress like a man. Vinay say aval lo nisa koanashim, he may marry a woman but may not be married by a man. Vima yeshevis alav bidam toihar koanashim, his mother has only 33 days of purity after the week of impurity following his birth, as opposed to a girl for whom the mother is pure for 66 days after 2 weeks of impurity. Ve'einai misyached im ho'anashim ka'anashim, he may not be secluded with women. Ve'einai nizain im habonais ko'anashim, he is not fed from his father's inheritance as a daughter would be fed. Ve'oiver al baltakif ubal tashchis, he may not shave his beard or payis. Ubal titama lemesim koanashim, if he is a kohen, he may not come in contact with the impurity of a dead body. V'chayav b'chol ha-mitzvahs ho-amurais ba-Torah koanashim, he is obligated in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, including the time-bound positive commandments from which women are exempt. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Shava Lanoshim, in what ways is an androgynous like a woman? Metame Ba'oidem Kanoshim, like a woman, his red secretions of Nida or Zava are Tame. Ve'einai Misyached Im Ho'anoshim Kanoshim, he may not be secluded with men. Ve'einai Zokuk Liyibum Kanoshim, if his married brother dies without children, he does not obligate the widow in Yibum. Ve'einai Choylik Im Habonim Kanoshim, if he has brothers, he does not share in his father's inheritance. Ve'ein oichel b'kotshe hamikdash kanoshim, if he is a kohen, he does not eat kotshe hamikdash, which are korbanos, such as chatas, oshim, and menachas, which are eaten only by male kohanim. Ve'ima yosheves olav b'dam tomei kanoshim, his mother is tomei for 2 weeks after his birth, as opposed to a boy for whom the mother is tummy for only 1 week. Upasul min ho'edis kanoshim, he is ineligible to testify in court. V'im niv'al bo'aveiro nifsal min ha'truma kanoshim, if he is a kohen and has relations with a posel, he becomes forbidden to eat truma like the daughter of a kohen. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Adalid Mishnah Dalid, Ketzad Shava Lo Anoshim V'Noshim, in what ways is an androgynous like both, a male and a female? Chayovim Al Makosai V'Klolosai Ko Anoshim V'Noshim, a person who hits or curses him is liable for the appropriate punishment. V'ha-hargoy shaygeg goyla umezid nerag ka'anashim v'nashim. Someone who kills him by accident is exiled to a refuge city. Someone who kills him on purpose is liable for execution. The imai mevia olav karben ko'anashim v'nashim. His mother must offer a karben when he is born. Va'oichel b'kodshe hagvol ko'anashim v'kanashim. If he is a kayin, he may eat kodshe hagvol, which is truma or truma smicer or chala. V'noichel l'kol hanachalois ko'anashim u'kanashim. If he is an only child, he receives the inheritance. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Ketzad Einai Shava Lo Anashim V'Nashim. In what ways is an androgynous not like a male or female? Ein Sarfin Truma Al Tumas Zivasai. His white or red secretion are only tummy due to a suffix. Therefore, if he comes in contact with truma, the truma is not burnt. Ve'ein chayoven al bias migdash lo ko'anoshim v'noshim. If he enters the Beis HaMikdash, even if he had both secretions, he is not liable, since the pasuk that forbids this specifies men and women, which exclude an androgynous. Ve'in nimkar be'evid ivri lo ka'anoshim v'lo ka'anoshim. He may not be sold as a slave, neither as male or female, the laws of which are different. Ve'einoi nerach lo ka'anoshim v'lo ka'anoshim. An erech vow made for his value is not binding. Since an erech vow gives different values to men and women, and he is not definitely either. V'im amar hareini nazir shezeh lo ish v'lo isha nazir. If a person says, I am a nazir, if this person is neither a man nor a woman, he is a nazir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, androgynous, Beria bifnei atzmahu. Rabbi Yossi said that an androgynous is a category unto himself. V'lo yachlu chachomim lachri alav imhu ish o isha. And the chachomim cannot decide if he has the status of a man or a woman. Avol tumtum einoi kein pa'omim shuhu ish pa'omim shuhu isha. A tumtum whose genitals are hidden beneath his skin is either a man or a woman, but we cannot tell which one. And that's the end of Mishnah Hay and the end of Masechtas Bikurim and the finishing of Seder Zrayim. Hadron Aloch Masechtas Bikurim v'Hadron Aloch Seder Zrayim Bez Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.